President Obama announced this weekend he will wait until after the November elections to overhaul immigration policy. But many jails in Washington state aren't waiting for the president to make big changes. These jails are no longer holding inmates for possible deportation, and that defies requests from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. In the past few months, 19 of Washington's 39 counties have decided to limit what are called detainer quests from ICE. Jorge Barone is executive director of the Northwest Immigration Rights Project. Barone says the counties are worried about being on the hook for improper detentions.
Well, I think that the most recent wave of changes that we've seen over the spring and summer has been as a result of some court decisions, one in Oregon, but also in a couple of different places around the country, that have found that when counties honor these detainers without an actual federal judicial warrant or some sort of warrant, they are violating the U.S. Constitution, and that can make them liable for damages from people who are being held, as the courts have found, illegally. And so that's the reason that a number of counties, and not only here in Washington State, but around the country, have decided to stop this practice. Frankly, because they found that it's potentially putting them at risk of some serious liability.
One thing to clarify is that should one of these people commit a criminal offense in those jurisdictions, they can be held, correct?
Right. So I think what we're talking about is purely this additional thing that immigration was trying to use local jurisdictions to hold people purely on immigration offenses or immigration issues or violations of immigration law. The criminal justice system will continue unimpeded the same way that it's always been. This was only about what happens after that criminal case is done, whether local jurisdictions were going to be holding people because Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, thought that these people were in violation of immigration law. So this does not affect the criminal justice system. We actually see this as a strong benefit for public safety because, you know, taking away immigration enforcement from the criminal justice system and law enforcement is actually going to be a positive thing for public safety because people are going to be willing to contact law enforcement and report abuse or the fact that they've been a victim of a crime.
I'm speaking with Jorge Barone. He's executive director of the Northwest Immigration Rights Project. I know that King County is a little bit different in that the county council made a policy decision last year to limit these ICE detentions, but that policy was amended last week. So what has changed here?
Well, what had happened was that, King County had been a leader, in a sense, here in the state in recognizing the problems with the ICE detainer requests. And so the council had issued a fairly robust decision to change the practices even before these court decisions happened, and they restricted the number of situations in which they would honor ICE detainers. And so they took that step in December of last year, and that actually required ICE to provide some information about the fact that people had serious criminal convictions. ICE had actually declined to comply with the local ordinance, so effectively the county had not been honoring ICE detainers, is our understanding, in the last several months. But then since the court decisions in the spring, there was a recognition that even the ordinance that passed in December did not fully meet the requirements of those court decisions because it still did not require a judicial warrant. And so the amendment that the council passed last week was to bring us into line with those court decisions and ensure that if we are going to honor any ICE detainers, it will only be if they comply with constitutional norms.
Jorge Barone, I'm curious how these county decisions to limit detentions have affected the Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ability to detain the people it wants to detain.
Well, I think that one of the things that is important is that ICE has a very large amount of resources. It is one of the largest law enforcement agencies in the country, and so they have identified people. We've seen that they've sometimes identified people directly at home. There's been other situations where they have taken steps of identifying people immediately after they're released from jail. And so that work is continuing. I think what we have seen from the experience in other jurisdictions where some of these changes were made earlier around the country has been that it has forced them to focus on the people who they've always said have been their priorities, which are people who may pose a danger to the community or who have more serious criminal convictions. The problem, of course, had been that the dragnet of ICE had been much, much wider than that, and they had been identifying people who had long ties to the community and no risk in any way to our community. And so I think that this has forced, in some ways, some prioritization. But I think it's important to know that it doesn't mean that people are not being placed in deportation proceedings. It's just that we're not using our local resources to enable immigration enforcement.
Jorge Barón, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Jorge Barón is Executive Director of the Northwest Immigration Rights Project. We have a call into the Immigration and Customs Enforcement for their comment, but we have not yet heard back from them.